Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I want to remind you about Brew in the Loo. It is the best time that you are going to have this weekend, and I love this event. It is such a really, really awesome thing to do. Very fall festival-y, and the weather, I think, is going to be perfect for it. It's Saturday at Francis Park from 1 to 5 p.m. Over 80 tasting and vendor stations will line the banks of the Lily Pond, featuring local, regional, and national craft breweries, distilleries, and wineries. General admission is $55 advance. So if you go to brewintheloo.com, let me make sure that's the right website, brewintheloo.com, you can get your tickets in advance for $55. Also, if you want to go tomorrow and you didn't get your tickets in advance, they're $10 more on the day of event. So hurry up. Advance sales close ahead of time. So reach out to them at brewintheloo.com and get your tickets. Admission includes unlimited beer and food tastings while supplies last and a keepsake commemorative glass. This is a really, really fun event. They have VIP tickets, but I don't know if they're still available. Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m., Francis Park, around the Lily Pond. Get your tickets. If you can't go, but you want to support the Lutheran Elementary School Association, which you know I'm affiliated with, I send my kids to Lutheran schools and everything, please consider making a donation at lisastl.org.
Unlimited brews.
Wiggins.
In the loo.
Oh, Wiggins.
The Bee or not the Bee.
I stop at one because I am friends with everybody after one.
And he's friends with nobody after two.
All right. This is the Be
Once
or
it
Not
hits
the Be.
Your lips.
These are headlines that are either real or fake. Let me know which is which. First one, suspiciously circular stones create chaos at World Stone Skipping Championships.
Real?
Yeah, I think this is real.
This is real.
The news cycle is too fast-paced for
to
that
be focusing
to be a
on this.
Yeah.
What? Yes, this is real. The World Stone Skimming Competition rules are clear. Contestants must use unaltered stones selected from among the island's naturally occurring state. Judges then use a measuring device dubbed the Ring of Truth to make sure that each rock is no larger than 3 inches wide. Unlike the unaltered skimming stones, the stone selections in question appeared to have been ground into more circular shapes in the hopes of improving their bounce potential. That is huge news in the world of stone skipping, or stone skimming as it's called in this competition.
What if we have the market cornered on people who care about that story?
No, we don't. They are few and far between, and they are all over.
Well, maybe that's how we'll broaden our audience on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Maybe I'll put that in the title today, Stone Skipping. See our algorithm just go wild.
I just don't think that's going to happen.
Skimming.
Stone skimming. You call it stone skipping, right?
Skipping,
we all do.
Yeah.
They call it skimming. All right. Authorities warn Katie
Porter. That's how you know if you're on the inside.
Apparently. Yeah, it's like you call yourself a trekker instead of a trekkie. You didn't even know that one, did you?
Comfortably, no, I did not.
Authorities warn Katie Porter has grown to 600 feet and is currently rampaging through San Francisco.
Like Stay Puft Man.
You will vote for me.
Yeah. That's, no, B.
B? 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 No, this is real.
No! It is not.
Porter, a front runner in California's
She's
gubernatorial
skipping
race.
Stones in San Francisco, but they're boulders bouncing off the people who are Trump
voters. And her big blue ox reportedly began roaring and growing to an unusual size after a reporter asked her a question. You didn't ask her a question, did you? Oh, no, she hates that, cried Mayor Daniel Lurie as the hulking monstrosity smashed a giant hole in the transatlantic tower. There's no stopping her now. Run, run for your lives. Last quote is, blah, responded Porter before swallowing a cable car.
Man, Katie Porter, you know what's the worst thing you can do to a mean girl?
No.
Have it be wildly publicly discussed how mean of a mean girl
Ooh,
people are.
Yeah.
Mean girls are mean because that's their power. They get things out of people because people don't want to be on the other end of that, and there's some sort of level of respect for that. Once the secret is out and people are openly talking about it, nobody can shut up about it.
You've lost your power, Katie.
Yeah, Regina George. Hey, I was going to call her Regina George, but that's a disservice to Regina George.
Seems it.
And the actress that plays her, whose name escapes me, but is my husband's favorite. Rachel McAdams.
Ah, you got it.
Got it.
Chicago mayor hoping his ice-free zones work better than his gun-free zones.
Say that again?
Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, hoping his ice-free zones work better than his gun-free zones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The bee.
It's got to be a bee.
It is the bee, but there's a lot of truth in it. Yeah. Quote, maybe this method will work this time, Johnson was heard telling his staff. I mean, it felt like a good idea to set up those gun-free zones, but people just keep on shooting folks every day for no reason.
Folks, for the love of gosh.
It doesn't matter how many signs we put up, but maybe, just maybe, if we put up enough signage to let everyone know there are ice-free zones in our city, it'll totally work. Let's stay positive, people. Signs can work. Just not for guns, apparently.
F-O-A-K-S.
Next one.
Look at those beautiful oak trees.
Oak.
That was inappropriate. James K. Polk? I don't think so.
Well, that's different.
Struggling.
Turning Point USA.
I don't like that point. Moderately good. We're going to pretend it didn't happen. Keep going.
Turning Point USA announces alternative Super Bowl halftime show.
Real.
Real.
Yeah, this is real. Turning Point is doing their own halftime show. The All-American Halftime Show will be an alternate to the regular halftime show that will be performed by three-time Grammy Award winner Bad Money on February 8th, 2026 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California.
The Turning Point one is going to feature Joe Biden and the Easter Bunny.
We don't know who will be there yet.
I know.
They have not announced, although people are really pushing for Creed.
Kid Rock, yeah. Kid Rock and John Rich were doing an event at John Rich's bar in Nashville. So I wonder if this is an obvious melding of at least that sentiment. Because why would they want to compete with each other? That's what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you produced, hello, Turning Point, this is what I would do. I would produce... Oh, this is a really good idea, and I'm having it right now, and it's yours to have, and I hope it happens. They're probably already doing this. Do it like New Year's Eve, where there are events happening all over the place, and Turning Point can produce a television show, which is all it is really anyway, so that Turning Point can be in all the area cities with big stages and big guests and festivals or whatever, where musicians can be playing in these places. There could be praise concerts. There could be the Kid Rock country concerts. We'll make fun of Zach Bryan at these concerts. And then you could make the halftime show is 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So it could last longer than that if you wanted it to, but you could have like the big event be during that 15 minutes of, but make it, because if you did it around the country, then you have participation, which can turn into the local schools, like go to Ole Miss, that's where I'd start, Nashville.
And you could, Arizona. At those events, actually watch the Super Bowl and then be a part of the event.
You could. You got to pay a lot of money to do that. But
well, that's true. I forgot about that. All right, last one real quick. Trump agrees to designate Chicago mayor's house as an ice-free zone.
The B?
This is the B. With the mayor determined to create zones where illegal immigrants can escape ICE, Trump announced that illegal immigrants can indeed remain safe from deportation inside Mayor Johnson's house. Quote, "You can stay in his house as long as you wish. There will be absolutely no ICE raids, I promise," announced Trump.
Stay right there.
See, I know how to reach across the aisle and compromise. Everyone says I can't, but I just did. The mayor can have an ice-free zone just like he wants. The immigrants can stay, and the streets will be clean. It's a win-win-win.
Win-win-win for everybody. Oh, man. All right, thank you for the B or not the B. We're going to do a little bit of Ask Us Anything here before we wrap up the 2 o'clock hour. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.